Hi, I'm Justin Marks, and I'm a program manager here at Microsoft working on Team Foundation Server. Agile teams love the benefits they get from working in an open team room environment, but that's not always possible. What about distributed teams? What about teams that don't have the luxury of a physical team room space? Team Foundation Server team rooms are here to bring the benefits of a physical team room to a virtual world by providing a persistent chat for the team to collaborate in. Let's see how the team room acts as your hub for team activity. Here I am on Team Foundation Server looking at my team's homepage, and you'll notice that the team has a team room automatically created for it. I can click on that team room tile, and that'll bring me right into my team room. And when the team room loads, I'm able to quickly see all the messages that have happened not only today, but over the last couple of days by scrolling up throughout my timeline. I also can easily see who is inside the room, and I have a bunch of management options. So as you'd expect, the team room is a simple chat channel. So I can type a quick message to Peter, hey Peter, how are things? And then that would be shown in Peter's screen as well. And of course, not only can I put text, but I can put other types of emoticons in there by using the emoticon picker and send that along as well. And I can even send in URLs. So check out the MSN website, and that'll show up as a hyperlink. But beyond that, I'm also able to do some really interesting things involving interaction with other people. So you can see here that my name has been highlighted. You can see that Holly has notified me by representing me with this orange symbol. And I can actually reply back to her by saying, hey, @. And as soon as I put the @ sign, I'm able to get a quick little picker of users. And when I put her name, she will see that in orange on her own screen as well. But of course, this is much more than just a chat window. We have the persistent chat, as I mentioned earlier, so I can scroll back in time and choose a previous day to see what happened. So yesterday evening I was out of the office and I wanted to catch up on what happened with our deployment. And I can see all of the information that happened during our 5 o'clock deployment to the live site. And it looks like there was a bug that Holly found about the header image and that Peter was going to check that in manually, but Holly needs to get the bug fixed. So we can see that Holly just entered the room and I want to ask her about that bug that she was supposed to fix last night. Hey Holly, did you get a chance to fix bug number 246? And you'll see that that's immediately hyperlinked to the work item, which I can open right away on my screen as well and get full details about that work item. So let me switch back to the room. And in this case, Holly's replied back to me. And you'll notice that all of her messages came in and I had a nice little sound playing to let me know that a message arrived in the screen. Now what I'd like to do is see what happens when she actually makes the check-in. So Holly's going to check in her bug fix, and what I should see in the room is a message to let me know that that check-in actually occurred, like what you can see here on a previous day when I was able to check in some code myself. So now I've asked her the question, I can just wait around in the team room and I can have further conversations. And in the meantime, let me talk a little bit about events in the team room. One of the things you'll notice is that the team room supports rich integration with TFS itself. So when things happen inside of TFS, you can see that activity directly in the team room. This includes information about code review requests, check-ins, work items, and builds. And now if you look back at the live feed, you can see that Holly was able to check in that fix that we were expecting her to do. Now let me talk a little bit about how you manage those events. If you're administrator of the room, you can click on Manage Events, and this brings up a configuration dialog where you can choose which types of events you want to see. All you have to do is select your Add button, choose from the drop-down which definition you want to have, and then say if you want to have it from a member of the room or by anyone that checks in. And you can do this not only for builds, but for code check-ins and Git pushes, for work item changes, as well as code reviews. So now that Holly's gotten that bug fixed, that's really cool. So I can tell her that. So of course, as other people reply to the thread, I'll see that information as well. So we've seen how the team room is able to handle events, but what if I want to have additional team rooms? One of the nice things about the team rooms is that they're in the hub. So not only do you get these default rooms that were created when a team was created, you can create rooms ad hoc by just clicking on the new button, giving the new name, Justin's room, and clicking OK. And once I go to that room, I'm able to manage security for that and invite anyone I want. So in this case, I want to make myself the administrator, and then I want to start adding additional users. So maybe I'll add Holly to this room, save the changes, I'll give her chat permissions, and I can even add other teams. So if I go here and look at my mobile team. I can go pick that up, click save, and allow them to chat in the room as well. And then I can send them email invitations to let them know the room exists, and we can all start partying on in the room. Welcome to the room. I hope this video has shown you how your team can enable better collaboration by using Team Rooms. Team Rooms are available now in the box for Team Foundation Server 2013. Thanks for watching.